I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Well, we had a lot of responses from last week when the question was asked, how do I get him or her to change? And I want to talk a bit more about that this week as well. And one of the things to do, I talked about reaction, I talked about response last week. One of the things we can do to get our partner to change is to change ourselves. And that usually results in people saying to me, but Deb, I'm not the one doing anything wrong. No, you're not doing anything wrong, but we cannot change other people. We can only change ourselves. So if we want other people to change, we have to change ourselves. I talked last week about changing our reaction into a response, so that has an impact. But one of the other things we can do, and this works so well, but it is so simple, is to say thank you to our partner. And you may think, what am I thanking them for? Now, if you're in a relationship, and unfortunately most relationships fulfill this pattern, certainly heterosexual relationships, where the mum does most of the housework, most of the childcare, and invariably still goes out to work as well. And then dad, when he does something to help out around the house, he says, look, I've done this to help you. Now, very often what happens as mum is our reaction is, what do you mean you've done it to help me? You're in this house as well. I'm not your maid, yada, yada, yada. And an argument ensues. Because we've reacted in that way, he thinks, well, I'm not doing that again because she's not grateful for it anyway. Now, yes, I agree. We shouldn't need to be grateful for it. We both live in the house. We both have the children. Therefore, we should both be jointly dealing with the house, with the children, etc. But we all know, ladies, it doesn't happen that way, don't we? However, I'm not about to go man bashing here. What I am about to do, however, is teach both men and women how to get your partner to change. And this works across all relationships. It works in an intimate relationship. It works with your children. It works with your parents, with your co-workers. It is so effective, but it is so, so simple. And it is simply saying thank you. And I've had clients do this, and they have come back to me, and they have been amazed at the results. It will take about 3 weeks of consistently thanking your partner. And it's not just randomly throwing thank yous out there. But it is saying thank you when they do the small stuff that we usually take for granted. The small stuff like they make you a cup of tea or coffee, which you haven't asked for. And you say, thank you. Nothing else. They perhaps wash or dry the dishes if you don't have a dishwasher. Or they empty the dishwasher and put the dishes away. And you say, thank you for washing the dishes, drying the dishes, emptying the dishwasher, putting the dishes away. Or you can just say, thank you. And they say, what are you saying thank you for? And you say, just because. What happens over time, and it usually takes about 3 weeks, is after the initial confusion, they will start saying thank you back. And they will start doing more of the things you have thanked them for because they like the praise. And there is a scientific backing to this. As human beings, we crave praise. We crave love. We crave attention. So when we say thank you to somebody or when somebody says thank you to us, it gives us that nice, warm, fuzzy glow inside. And that might be really small to start with. But gradually it grows. Think about when you go out for the day and somebody holds the door open for you. And we automatically, particularly as British people, we say thank you. That makes us feel good because we have made somebody else feel good. And our physiology changes. And what happens in the brain is our brain, our body wants to create more of the same feeling. Now, this activates what is known as the desire and motivation pathway. And it is exactly the same pathway that gets us to want to eat chocolate, drink more alcohol, drink more coffee, do more exercise, eat more food, have more sex. It is the same pathway that is activated when we're having sex, when we have an orgasm. Now, who doesn't want more orgasms, hey? But what we are doing is activating the pathway because we say thank you. It sends all of those feel-good hormones surging around our body, albeit only on a small scale. But that's what is happening. Our body wants more of the feel-good hormones. So we go out of our way to do things that will ensure we get repaid by having more of these feel-good hormones surging around our body. So when somebody says thank you to us, we get those hormones making us feel good, making us think, oh, this might be a good thing. So we actively seek out more ways to get more of the same thing because, we all want to feel good. We want to get to that point where we are so overwhelmed by desire and motivation that we wonder why we live any other way. Now, this works whether we are saying thank you to somebody for holding the door open or whether we are in the bedroom having the time of our lives. And lots of you, I'm sure, will say, hang on, I do this with my toddler. And I say to lots of my clients, treat your partner as if they are a toddler. What we are doing is encouraging them to behave well, to behave properly, to behave the way we want them to behave. So give it a go. Let me know how you get on. I'd really, really love to know if there are any changes in your partner's responses, in your partner's actions and behavior towards you. I'll catch up with you again next week, and who knows what I'm going to talk about then. Send your questions in to andy@theloveshow.co.uk. Take care.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.